The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone. And that kind of came out a little bit weak, but let's try it again. Good morning, everyone. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. As usual, we have Mr. Al Foreman on the line, ready to say good morning. Hi, Al.
Well, hello there, Janet. I hope that you're feeling better.
Doing much better. I'm here with my Vogel Echinophorus Forte lozenges that are awesome. They're just different forms of Echinacea extract, but they are so superior at fighting off the viruses that tend to come around and cause colds. What I found it very helpful for is coughing. So I have that on the desk in front of me, and I have my Silver 100 just in case I need it after doing all that talking.
Well, it sounds like you're well prepared, which is great.
I am, and I have what I think is kind of an interesting follow-up show today. So tell me what's on the agenda at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Well, before I get to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, I know that you're going to follow up with some information that we did discuss yesterday, but I wanted to follow up on the conspiracy theory that I broached yesterday with respect to cholesterol-lowering drugs and the condition of dementia and Alzheimer's.
Okay. What do you have?
I get the Sun Sentinel every day. And there is a column in the Sun Sentinel by a Dr. Keith Roach, who was an allopathic doctor. And he responds to people who write in questions about their health conditions. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you this particular letter that was put to Dr. Roach, and then I'm going to read you his response. And then maybe before I read his response, I'm going to let you respond to it.
Sure.
All right. So it says, Dear Dr. Roach, I am a male, age 73. I weigh 160 pounds, and I am 5 feet 10 inches tall. My total cholesterol is 202, triglycerides 44, HDL 69, and LDL 124. I exercise 6 days a week, jog 5 miles every day, then lift weights for 1 hour every day, alternating upper body and lower body. My blood pressure is 128 over 65, and I am on no medications. My doctor wants to put me on drugs to lower my LDL. I do not want to be on statins. I do not smoke or use any alcohol and have no history of family heart problems. What should I do? So before I respond to what Dr. Roach said, if somebody came in as a consultant or looking for a consultant information from you, Janet, a licensed nutritional counselor here in Florida, what would your advice be?
Oh, Al, that's kind of a trick question because I am required by the terms of my license not to contradict what an individual's physician has recommended for them. And so what I would begin with is I have other options that typically I would suggest, but I have to defer to your physician because he is in charge of your medical care. And so I can write down the recommendations that I would make. I can refer you to the research supporting those recommendations that I make. And you can take that list and the research support to your physician and have a discussion with your doctor. And if your doctor agrees, maybe we can come to some sort of compromise. And one of the compromises that I have in mind would be based on information from Dr. Dwayne Graveline, who was dealing with a terrible negative reaction to statin drugs. And consequently, he being a physician, negotiated with his healthcare practitioner and decided on, I believe, either a 5 or 10 milligram dose of a statin drug. And in addition to that very, very low dose of the statin drug, there were additional substances that he put into his diet. So the things that I would recommend is include fiber, and it can be something from Twin Lab like Fibersol. It could be something from Kellogg's, which is certainly unusual for me to recommend something from Kellogg's. Actually, it might be Post cereals. They have a very, very high fiber nugget that can be added to different foods with a dramatic increase in the amount of fiber that's taken in every day. So coming up is an interview with one of the educators from Renew Life, and I'm referring back to Brenda Watson's book, The 30 Fiber Diet, some title like that, 30 grams of fiber a day, dramatic with regard to pulling fats out of your body. So omega-3, fiber, coenzyme Q10, those are the things that I would recommend. The list probably is lengthier. But just as a scratch the surface answer, that's what I would say. If the doctor does not agree with a totally holistic approach, then, or nutritional approach, then I would say a very, very low dose statin drug just to satisfy the physician's requirements.
Let me read you now Dr. Roach's response to this particular question that was raised by this 73-year-old male. And this is Dr. Roach's response. He states, there are many risks for heart disease, and looking at your information, readers might guess your risk of heart disease to be very low. Since your health characteristics are outstanding, however, being a 73-year-old male is itself a significant risk factor. I used an online risk calculator that said your risk of a heart attack in the next 10 years is 19.6%. The calculator does not take into account your excellent exercise habits, which I believe significantly reduce your heart disease risk. However, 19.6% is a fairly high risk. Treatment with a statin would be expected to reduce your risk by 3 to 4%, meaning that you have about a 1 in 25 chance of not having a heart attack because of taking statins, which do have the risk of side effects. You should talk through the decision with your doctor, who will want to know why you are adverse to taking a statin. Your doctor knows that although your individual benefit from a statin is modest, if doctors can get 25 patients like you to take a statin, one heart attack will be prevented. Remember that people at highest risk for heart disease benefit from statins, even if their blood cholesterol is nearly normal. Ultimately, the decision is yours. You need to feel comfortable with it, whether that means taking the statin or not. So that's the allopathic information from this Dr. Roach.
So let's say Dr. Roach and I are on different sides of the fence.
Well, again, I think you summed it up very well, Janet, by using different nutrients that can make the heart more efficient, even though, in my opinion, for 73 years old, the man is doing extremely well. Because how many people, 73, do you see exercising on that regular basis? Not very many. You're a tennis player, so you are an astute, avid fan of exercise. But most people that are our age are not. They are couch potatoes, and they have very, very little activity in their daily lives, which only compounds the problem when it comes to heart disease. But it also compounds the problem when taking statin for a number of years, what it can do to the brain. And that's where my conspiracy theory of dementia and Alzheimer's come into play when statins were first introduced back in the early 90s. So with that said, Janet, I will now spend a couple of minutes talking about what's happening here at Save-A-Lot. And we have a full staff putting away product that has just arrived and has arrived and will continue to arrive until the day we open. We don't plan on running out of product. We have what you call an oversupply of many different products in many of the featured national brands that people are very aware of. And one brand from your office that I'm looking at, of course, is Jarrow Formulas. And after Jarrow, you have Country Life, and you have Solgar and Buried Treasure and Life Extension, Quality of Life, and the list goes on and on. And I think when people come into the store next Monday, which is December 5th, they'll be very pleasantly surprised by not only the variety of product, but the amount of product that's available for sale. And we feature everyday low prices. So we have made our prices very, very competitive with what you may find online or in other retail stores. And my suggestion would be come in with your laptop, come in with your iPhone, your smartphone, any other device that you can check prices from other retailers or other internet commerce providers, and check our price against theirs. And I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised by the amount of money that you'll be able to save on your either weekly, daily, or monthly visits to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate. All these factors are playing an important role in how people can maintain their good health. They can allocate a certain amount of money based upon the price for their everyday nutrients. They don't have to worry about taking it away from either food or their rent or a car payment. So this is the purpose of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, to make products available and affordable. And I encourage people, again, to come in on that Monday, which is just a few short days away, December 5th. And if you're one of the first 50 people, you'll also get a $10 gift certificate that you can use either that day, the next day, next week, or next month. And again, that's the first 50 people. And the other interesting part of what we have in the store, Janet, is the Name Your Price section. We have a section of products that either we did not buy from companies we're currently doing business with, or they're products that companies have submitted to us for future sale that we decided not to carry at this point. And all you have to do is come over to the section, pick up the item you're interested in, or there's two items or three items you're interested in, bring them up to our management team, which consists of Anita, Kyle, and Adam, and you tell them what you'd like to pay for this particular product. And if they agree, they will accept that price, and it will be rung up through the register at the price that you had wanted to pay. If the price is not agreeable, I'm sure they'll come up with a compromise with you to make it as reasonable as possible as to what you expected to pay. And we're here to serve you and give you the best service possible. And we have a staff of what I would call vitamin specialists that can help you decide on some of the best nutrients. And the best one, of course, is Janet Cimarelli. She has an office here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which is a private office where people can come in and see Janet. Her hours will be posted in the store, and it's come first serve. and you'll have the opportunity to sit with her and discuss any health concerns or health issues that you may have. And I know we're coming up on a break, Janet, and I'm going to be saying goodbye to you because there's a lot of work here that I want to get involved with. And, of course, I will look forward to seeing you sometime later this morning.
I will be there, but it will be afternoon. So I will see you.
Very good. I will be listening to the show here in the store.
Okay, sounds like a plan, and I'll see you later. Thanks so much for calling in. And right now on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, we need to take a short break. When we come back, lots more information to support your good health. Stay tuned. Stay current with all the newest natural nutrition treatment choices available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening the end of November. Learn about the changes in your health that occur when you support health with the correct nutrition. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening soon. Come by and see the progress. Be amazed at the incredible savings. Exciting inventory at EDLP. That's everyday low prices to meet your every health need. All at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and so much to talk about. First of all, for the first 50 people coming into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center on Monday, December 5th, when the doors open, the first 50 people, a $10 gift certificate to spend that day or any day in the future that you choose. Then that very, very interesting area of the store, the Name Your Price section. And that Name Your Price section, one of the things that I'm going to say, should you purchase one of the items from the Name Your Price section and you have a really good review to share with us about that product, possibly the product could be added to the inventory at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So very nice interaction. First of all, you can bargain with Save-A-Lot staff and reach a reasonable price and then have a product that you can give us feedback on. The other thing that I'm thinking about with regard to the Name Your Price section, you might be introduced to a variety of different products that maybe you have not seen on the shelves before. Okay, so much to do, so much to talk about. Oh, one more thing. If you want to compare prices, if you want to see about the EDLP standards, everyday low prices standards at Save-A-Lot, why don't you bring in your register receipt that might show you what you've paid for products that you use on a regular basis. Al Foreman mentioned that yesterday, bringing in your register receipt. So it's really, really easy to compare prices. So that's an idea as well. Okay. Now, we started the show talking about the Al was referring to it as a conspiracy theory, and I kind of wonder about it myself. It's very strange. I routinely see people's blood tests, and their cholesterol are pretty much would be, let's say, a little high. So under 240, under 250, the HDL-LDL ratio is decent, not terrible, and not super good. And invariably, I'm told that the doctor looked at those numbers and said, you need to start a statin, and, you know, would possibly recommend lovastatin, simvastatin, you know, and possibly Lipitor. You never know. Okay, so the recommendation is made. And then I peruse the rest of their blood work, and I see many more things that should have been discussed in the office visit. And unfortunately, the top priority was the statin drug. And very often there is no consideration, no acknowledgement that there are reasons to avoid a statin for that individual. And so some of the things that I'm thinking about would be a memory loss situation for that person. Maybe they're over 75 and they're having issues with memory, concentration. And so that's a whole area of discussion that I go into great detail with counseling clients. Maybe they're dealing with arthritis so that they have limited mobility because of muscle and joint pain. So in my view, there are two very good reasons why that older individual should never, ever, ever take a statin drug. What are acknowledged and printed aspects of side effects with statin drugs? Memory loss and muscle and joint pain. Then it is, in my view, an expected situation for an older individual to have elevated cholesterol. Why? Because as we age, we need more cholesterol. Furthermore, is cholesterol the real problem? That plaque that you've been told time and time and time again, is that made up of cholesterol? I'll discuss that in a minute. One of the reasons that many doctors suggest cholesterol-lowering drugs is, in addition to lowering the cholesterol, they also potentially lower inflammation, and inflammation's the real problem. And that's when you understand the whole progression of events, you understand that, yes, cholesterol plays a role. What kind of signal might LDL cholesterol give patients about the state of inflammation in their bodies? Okay, let's say you have a very acidic blood chemistry. Maybe your blood pressure is rising a little bit. And so there's a possible very high velocity of blood rushing past in a blood vessel, and where that blood vessel turns, that velocity of blood could be creating inflammation. The velocity and the chemistry of the blood. Okay, so now you've got inflammation inside a blood vessel in a vulnerable area. What happens? Something good. Your body's so smart, and it produces LDL cholesterol. LDL cholesterol is like that liquid bandage that you can buy in the drugstore now. It's a sticky consistency that covers up the inflammation. And you say, well, I don't want LDL cholesterol clogging up my blood vessels. No, you don't. So what do you do? reduce inflammation. And what will that do? It will reduce the production of LDL cholesterol in your body. Should you reduce inflammation with a statin drug? I don't know. I don't think so. I think there are plenty of other approaches to reduce inflammation. How about antioxidant nutrients? How about very high quality nutrient anti-inflammatory oils? Omega-3 fish oil, for instance. So there are a variety of ways naturally to combat the inflammation, and LDL is merely an indication that you are dealing with systemic inflammation, an inflammatory process that is out of control. Might that be from red meat? Nah. Might that be from sugar? Oh, yes, indeed. Sugar and processed foods, highly processed carbohydrates, they are a trigger for inflammation. A very highly acidic body chemistry, a trigger for inflammation. So what do you need to do? Possibly not use a statin drug, but that's part of a discussion between you and your doctor. If your doctor makes a very specific good case for you as an individual based on your blood work, based on the analysis of the type of cholesterol that's circulating in your body, then possibly a statin is a reasonable recommendation. Should you be on that statin for the rest of your life? I don't think so. The potential side effects for an individual over the age of 65 are extremely debilitating. So there are so many other options. And when we have the conversation with Al Foreman about this is a conspiracy, it is a conspiracy to sell pharmaceuticals. And that, unfortunately, physicians are only given insight into what pharmaceuticals are available, what the dosing is, and sometimes that dosing message goes awry. And they have this education that says this is the only way, drugs. How did the human race survive without pharmaceuticals? What a question. It's time for me to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Short break. I'll be right back and more to discuss.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And welcome back. Remember, next Monday, December 5th, that's the day. Doors open. First 50 people to come in the doors at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, they will get a $1 gift certificate to spend that day or any day down the road. And don't forget, you want to check those EDLP, those everyday low prices? You certainly need to bring your smartphone, your iPad, your register receipt, and you will just be breathless, shocked, amazed, stunned. It is an absolutely astonishing experience when you start to see the everyday low prices at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Now, keep in mind, these everyday low prices, that's what you're going to see every time you come into the store. 3 months from now, when you come into the store, those prices will be the prices you pay for your supplements. And it's just an absolutely amazing experience. So these are not sale prices, and you're going to be able to do a lot of calculation, because in addition to the price posted that you will pay for that particular product, they are also listing on that little price sticker the suggested retail price. So you can see how much you're going to be saving. It's amazing. Okay, so we started the show with regard to combinations of statin drugs and how different the recommendations might be if you were to speak to an allopathic physician, such as Keith Roach, writing his column in the Sun Sentinel, or if you were to talk to nutritionist, if you were talking to a naturopath, if you were talking to a functional medicine practitioner. All last year, I did the radio show with Dr. Herb Slavin. He is a functional medicine practitioner. He is so very comprehensively educated with regard to alternative approaches. And I would venture to guess, I don't know this, but I would venture to guess that very, very, very few of Dr. Slavin's patients are using statin drugs. Why? Because of the side effects, because they're inappropriate for the age category patient that the pharmaceutical companies are focused on. As I said, when we age, your cholesterol is going to go up. Why? Well, we're more prone to inflammation. And in addition, the situation with your cholesterol is very, very necessary for a variety of reasons. First of all, hormones. What happens when you age? Hormone production decreases. What does your body think that it should do about that? Give you more vehicles to circulate those lesser amounts of hormones. Okay, that's one of the functions of cholesterol. Hormones are circulated and delivered to their destinations where they do their work. Hormones are riding on cholesterol. Sounds like a crucially important function for cholesterol. So this idea that we should just totally keep cholesterol numbers under 200, and more and more and more, I'm seeing clients come into me with their blood work and their cholesterol's maybe 180, 170, and their doctor still maintains them on that original dose of cholesterol-lowering medication. I have seen people with cholesterol levels under 130, and I don't believe that's health-supporting to have a cholesterol level under 130 and have the physician continue that patient on cholesterol-lowering drugs. Cholesterol's not the culprit here. Okay, so Your brain is fatty tissue. It needs cholesterol. Your liver requires cholesterol in order to function properly. So there are three very crucially important reasons why you don't necessarily want to totally lower your cholesterol number. What do you want? You want a very good ratio. You want the HDL-LDL ratio to be proper. And you can see it many times. Many times on blood work, I will see a cholesterol report and they won't necessarily give the cholesterol HDL ratio or they won't give the HDL-LDL ratio. That used to be something that you would find on a very routine basis on people's blood tests. But more and more and more, I'm seeing blood tests that don't show those ratios. And I think those are the important numbers. What's a number that your doctor very often doesn't discuss with you? The triglyceride number. And sometimes that triglyceride number is of greater critical importance than the total cholesterol and the LDL cholesterol. Triglycerides would be a reflection of how you are eating, and it would be indicative to a certain extent, along with the LDL cholesterol, the level of inflammation that may be occurring in your body. So I told you that the LDL cholesterol responded to inflammation, came along, acted like that liquid bandage that you can purchase in the drugstore. And the idea is, as the inflammation begins to heal, the HDL comes along, breaks down the LDL, and brings it back to the liver to recycle. Okay, so suppose you never reduce the inflammation. Then the production of LDL continues and LDL beginning to cover up those inflamed areas in your blood vessels. That whole process continues. LDL is very sticky. If there's debris in your blood, that debris is going to be pulled out of the bloodstream rushing by and stuck to the LDL cholesterol. What's one of the most problematic substances that might be pulled out of your blood and stuck to the LDL? Calcium. So more important and of greater accuracy in predicting heart and circulatory disease, calcium levels. And even more critically important, doing an ultra-fast CT scan of the heart and getting a calcium score. So your calcium score, my opinion, with that ultra-fast CT scan, that's more predictive of your risk of heart disease, of circulatory disease, your risk of stroke. So the doctor in the column in the Sun Sentinel said that if this inquiry, if this gentleman who inquired about using a statin drug, if he took a statin drug, he would have, I believe it was a 3% decrease in his risk of heart attack or stroke. Well, if you get a zero calcium score, if your inflammation, if the inflammation measures, then, and you can have different markers measured in your blood for how much inflammation is going on in your body. If you get that all together, you're just not a candidate for statin drugs. So, okay, where should we go? I talked about triglycerides, and I said the triglyceride number was very much associated with your diet. Sugar. highly processed carbohydrates. Then, when you start to think about how we take in those carbohydrates, and I'm going to say French fries, potato chips, other types of grains formed into chips, possibly fried rice, possibly using white rice because you have decided that that's a better choice than possibly wheat or potato. So a variety of different choices in your diet that are going to raise your cholesterol. And you say, well, and you can't imagine how frequently I hear this. I don't use sugar. And I say, well, you told me you had such and such drink as a snack in between lunch and dinner. And you told me about this protein bar choice that you had. And so, yes, indeed, you are using sugar. And you also told me that you have coffee or tea in the morning. What do you put in it? Oh, Splenda? Equal? Sweet and low? No, they're not sugars, but they are sweeteners, and they will contribute to inflammatory processes in your body and ultimately have a reflection in your blood test in the level of your triglycerides. Does your doctor address the triglycerides? Because it's interesting because on the blood test, the level of triglycerides used to be 150. They wanted it under 150. Then they wanted it under 130. And now I think it's even under 110 or 100. So the lab testing is more focused than they were in the past with regard to the level of triglycerides. So what do you need to do for your triglycerides? Get rid of the processed carbs, get rid of the sugar, get rid of the artificial sweeteners. And, you know, then the client might look at me and say, well, my protein bar, that's good for me. That's protein. And I said, well, have you looked at the list of ingredients? And they laugh and say, yes, indeed they have. Have you looked at the amount of sugar in your protein bar? Oh, there's no sugar. I said, but does it taste sweet? Oh, yeah, it's delicious. Oh, sucralose. So something that contributes to inflammation, something that is essentially not really a protein bar, but more like, oh, I'm going to have this really great treat and pretend that it's good for me in the middle of the afternoon. And I don't think that having a protein bar on occasion is a problem. However, having a protein bar every single day and thinking you're not taking in too much sugar, yes, indeed, it's an issue, and it reflects in your triglyceride levels, which in my opinion are as significant, as important as your cholesterol numbers. And when we come back from this break, I'll give you some ideas about reducing inflammation, alkalizing your body, and reducing cholesterol. Stay tuned. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be right back. Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back. The last segment of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and hopefully going to pull all of this information together. Okay, reducing inflammation. Omega-3 fatty acids, my first choice. Unique E, a specific vitamin E, and I would suggest the Unique E formula that includes both mixed tocopherols and mixed tocotrienols. Dramatic benefit from those two to reduce inflammation. Hydration, really good quality water. Okay, alkalizing. So easy to alkalize and so critically important to maintain that acid-alkaline balance. Your pH balance, and balance is the key word here. So you can find your pH level by looking in your urinalysis section of the test report. Usually, the urinalysis is usually done along with the routine CBC blood work. Okay, so your pH, the range is 5 to 8. And what I tell people is the goal that you have is somewhere between 6.5 to 7.5. So somewhere in that range, slightly alkaline urine. That pH balance is a support to reducing the probability of developing inflammatory processes in your body. Okay, so what's one way you can see how you're doing with regard to inflammation? Your SED rate. That will give you information if there's inflammation going on in your body, and that's what you need to control. And the pH balance will be helpful. Hydration will be helpful. And the omega-3 and the Unique E tocotrienols and tocopherols. Jarrow Formulas also has a combination vitamin E formula that does that very thing, combines the tocopherols with the tocotrienols. The tocopherols, particularly alpha tocopherol, were studied years ago in Canada and shown to have a beneficial effect on heart and circulatory disease. So many formulas for a very long time were focused primarily on alpha tocopherol. And the more we learn about the benefits of vitamin E, the research very much points to the comprehensive benefits of mixed tocopherols. They interact and support one another, and mixed tocotrienols, so dramatically beneficial and supportive of the tocopherol function. So the tocopherols and the tocotrienols work together and achieve significant benefit for blood chemistry and minimizing the possibility that you are going to create inflammation. So the antioxidant, the profile of antioxidant nutrients, A, E, vitamin A, and I talk very specifically about true vitamin A. There was, I'm going to say, either a conspiracy or a research mix-up maybe 25 years ago where beta-carotene came to the forefront. And I am here as someone who's studied beta-carotene and vitamin A for a very long time. And my conclusion is, yes, the beta-carotene does wonderful things. But again, I look for mixed carotenoids, not just beta carotene, but my true favorite as an antioxidant supporter, vitamin A, true vitamin A, retinol palmitate. So the vitamin A, the vitamin E that I've already told you about, Jarro Family or Unique E, tocopherols and tocotrienols, vitamin C. So many different choices. One of the most efficient vitamin C products, Amla C, from the fruit, and you're going to get much lower doses, but much greater metabolic effect. And then, of course, selenium, and you want selenomethionine. That's the form of selenium that you're going to get the greatest benefit from. So there are a variety of different types of selenium out there. If you're going to do the most you can to support your antioxidant status to minimize the potential development of inflammatory processes due to free radical damage, then my suggestion is vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin C, Amla C. I love that, but you can use any kind of vitamin C, and I suggest using different types of vitamin C. So you don't have to buy 10 different types, but rather type 1 and calcium ascorbic acid, and you use up that bottle, and the next time you purchase a different form of vitamin C and go through all those different forms and then do it again. And what's that doing? It is keeping your body's absorption capacity finely tuned, getting your body ready to receive that vitamin C. There, your cells are looking for it. And then, of course, the selenium. So that antioxidant profile, incredibly important. The pH, very, very important. Okay, I talked about supplements. I guess it doesn't matter what you eat. No, it is so important what you eat. And one of my areas that I question has to do with phrases that are so specific in our language. Oh, you want to have a healthy diet? Eat your fruits and vegetables. No. Eat your vegetables, every imaginable vegetable. And you eat your vegetables raw. You eat your vegetables steamed. You eat your vegetables roasted, grilled, however you want your vegetables. But you want a variety of different colors in your vegetables. The more colors in your vegetable choices, the more micronutrients that I'm going to say we may not necessarily even have identified, or if we've identified, we don't even necessarily know what amount our bodies need for optimal function. But you want lots and lots and lots of vegetables, every imaginable form, and a little bit of fruit as a treat. And again, the more colorful those fruits, the more varied those fruits, the better for you. Okay. So you've reduced inflammation. You're nourishing your body. You're giving your body good fats. You've addressed pH balance. Oh, how did you address the pH balance? You want it between 6.5 and 7.5? How about just a little squirt of lemon? Put a squirt of lemon on your vegetables. Put a squirt of lemon in your water. Just a little bit of lemon. And I tell people all the time, I find that lemon and lime juice do wonders to really kind of awaken your taste buds, so to speak. But in addition to being a very pleasant addition to your vegetable intake, you might very well find that the lemon is superior at alkalizing. Now, there is Bragg's apple cider vinegar with the mother. That is very alkalizing as well. And so there are a number of different ways to go about alkalizing, but when you're eating vegetables, vegetables for the most part are alkaline in nature. The fruits tend, you can have a range of different fruits that are alkalizing and also that have an acidic content. But remember, what you are after is balance, pH balance, acid, alkaline, and you want it kind of in the middle, little more toward alkaline than the middle. Okay, so I have my show for tomorrow all done because I didn't get to say any of what I prepared today. I've been winging it. So I have lots of information, lots more information about heart, not necessarily focused on cholesterol. And don't remember. Don't forget that on Monday, December 5th, the doors open at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Center, and I am out of time. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.